One of the things that's really touched me that I've heard you say is that you can encapsulate all of the world's traditions, spiritual wisdom traditions, into peace and happiness is the nature of our being, and we share that being with everyone and everything. It really moves me. And I feel that connection to peace and happiness is the nature of my being. Like, I feel that in my heart. I have a longing. So I've got two questions about the second part, that we share this being with everyone and everything. I have a longing for that, and I can intellectually understand the why that would be, that I'd share my being with everyone and everything. But I don't feel it in my heart as much as that first part. So it's my first question in relation to the, we share that being with everyone, everything. My second question in relation to it, which pertains to what I've heard you say, that this is probably the only chance for world peace. So when we have acted or not acted with each other on the basis of not knowing that we share each other's being, and, you know, you can have, you know, extreme harms to really maybe just day-to-day harms, but all those harms that we've committed against each other, what would be the non-dual approach to healing or letting go of that?
So you recognize that peace and happiness are the nature of your being, because that refers to the experience of your being on the inside. What's more difficult is that you don't recognize that you share your being with everyone and everything, because that's about the experience of being on the outside. And the reason it's more difficult on the outside is because our sense perceptions persuade us or suggest that we don't share our being with everyone and everything. In other words, our sense perceptions persuade us that we are lots of separate individuals, and that there's a separation between me and you, that there's a little package of being inside your body and there's a package of being inside my body, and they're separated by the empty space between us. So our sense perceptions are the same with all the difference between our being and the being of an object. So our sense perceptions are continually suggesting to us that we don't share our being, that there are individual, independently existing objects and entities and so on. So that's why it's more difficult. It's easier to understand that peace and happiness are the nature of our being than to understand that we share our being with everyone and everything. Because to understand that peace and happiness are the nature of our being, we don't need to override the evidence of sense perception. You turn away from, you close your eyes, you go straight to your being and its nature is peace. But in reference to the outside world, to objects and others, you have to override the evidence of sense perception. You have to
Can you give some guidance as to how to override that really strong sense perception, especially when the other being doesn't seem to be acting from that peace and happiness?
Well, you override your sense perception in exactly the same way that you no longer believe that the earth is flat or that the sun goes round the earth. Our sense perceptions suggest that the earth is flat and that the sun goes round the earth. That's the evidence of sense perception. The sun rises every morning. The earth stays still and the sun rises every morning in the east and sets in the west. That's what our sense perceptions tell us. But your understanding overrides that.
Mm-hmm.
So again, sense perception tells us, just like it used to tell us the earth is flat and we live in a geocentric universe, our sense perception now tells us reality consists of a multiplicity and diversity of independently existing objects and selves. But you have to override that illusion with your understanding.
Okay.
and then begin to feel in a way that is consistent with your understanding. You begin to feel your experience in a way that is consistent with the evidence of your understanding, not the evidence of your perceptions. The evidence of your understanding tells you there is one being, and it shines in and as each of us, and indeed as every object. Your sense perception tells you that there are many different and separate objects and entities. So it's like believing that there are many different spaces, millions of spaces on Earth, one space for each room. But your understanding overrides that illusion. There's only one space in the universe. There's only one being in reality. It intimately pervades all objects and selves, but is not limited to them. Each of us derive our apparently independent existence from the one being, the one reality. So you just you understand that. Now that feel in a way that is consistent with that. What is that called? What is that feeling called? To feel that you share your being with everyone
it's
and everything.
Love.
It's called love. Yeah. So just love everything and everybody indiscriminately. Why? Because you know, even though it doesn't appear that way, you know that their being is your being, and you love yourself, so you love them. You love everyone as yourself.
Yeah. So in relation to world peace, all of us would have to...
That's it. That's the recipe for world peace. It's just a simple recipe. Sorry, I interrupted you.
It would be to override our sense perception and bring our understanding of that shared being individually.
Yeah. Well, one simple idea is required for world peace. We share our being with everyone. That's it. That single, simple idea, if it was implemented in society, would bring about world peace. And I don't think any other idea will. All other ideas will bring about temporary ceasefires, temporary peace. But if that temporary peace is still predicated on the belief that we are separate beings, sooner or later, the inevitable implications of that sense of separation will be restored and the conflict will begin again. So I think the only chance of world peace is the recognition that we share our being. There is one being.
So, because I haven't realised this, I'm asking you if we
should... Why do you keep saying that? Why don't you just realise it now? Just realise it, isn't it obvious to you that there's just one being? How many particles do you think there are in the universe?
That's the wrong question to ask this particle.
No, you're not a particle. There are billions of particles in your body. How many particles do you think there are in the universe? Unimaginable.
Limitless.
Do you think every particle has its own package of being? Do you think there's a package of being for everybody? It's an absurd proposition. And it's not consistent with your experience, because your experience is that you are one being. You have numerous experiences, but your own experience is I am one being. You haven't had a different being for every day of your life. You weren't a different being when you were a five-year-old girl. You're always the same being. You're always one being. It is your experience. I am one being. Numerous experiences, but one being. So you have a sample of the appearance of multiplicity and diversity and the underlying unity of being. That is your experience of yourself. Just extrapolate that to the universe. Don't keep telling yourself a story. You haven't realized it. Just realize it now, once and for all. There is one being. And just lead your life in a way that it think, feel, act, perceive and relate in a way that is consistent with that understanding. Yes, okay, your old habits might come back occasionally. And that's okay. That's natural. We all do. It happens to all of us. But make this single understanding. Peace and happiness are the nature of your being. and you share your being with everyone and everything. If you understand that, that is the only spiritual, and it's not spiritual, it's nothing spiritual about it. It's the only understanding you need. You wouldn't need to go to another meeting, read another book, watch another YouTube clip. That is just the royal path to peace on the inside and harmony and love on the outside.
Okay. This shows that I'm going to ask a follow-up question, but I just want to hear it from you. I just want to hear the answer. If I live that understanding in my life, that would, and if everybody lived that understanding in their life, that would eradicate all of the harms. You did this to me, I did this to you, I'm going to do this because you did this. That would eradicate all the harms of history.
Yes, it would. It would. There would be a kind of healing, because think now of somebody in your life that has hurt you, and towards whom there may still be some residue of resentment, or just imagine such a person. And now visualize that person and feel that their being is your being and that you love them as you love yourself, because they are yourself. And now think again about your resentment to them. Doesn't this attitude towards them heal that resentment? Yeah, that would happen on a that's the atrocities that the societies, nations have committed one towards another, and the resentments and the anger and the hatred that is passed on from generation to generation to generation, passed on through the lines and. I don't see any other way of healing that hatred or that resentment other than this understanding. So, I think it would heal the past, and I think it would be the foundation of a truly peaceful society, peaceful, harmonious, beautiful society. And it's so simple. It's just, it's not complex. It's so simple. Just a single idea.
Thank you. It's a gift.